Okay, time to go listen to Laura. Hi, Laura. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dr. Wright. I have a question. My daughter just was diagnosed with ulcerative proctitis. And if you can suggest what is the best way to treat it, and if any cause that you know that we have to explore to understand why this happened.
Okay, let me make sure I heard you correctly, ma'am. Was that ulcerative proctitis or ulcerative colitis or both or either?
Proctitis. No, only proctitis. She doesn't have colitis.
Okay. Well, as we both know, the area that's called the proctitis area is the lower part of the colon, so it's sort of like ulcerative colitis. Now, the reason I mention that is I don't see a whole lot of ulcerative proctitis, just occasionally, but I do see folks with ulcerative colitis not infrequently, and one of the first things to do is to find out what that person's allergic to and get rid of it, because particularly people with ulcerative colitis and some of the people with ulcerative proctitis, they don't know it, but they're allergic to milk and dairy, and as long as they keep that up, they're going to keep their ulcerative colitis or proctitis. And it's never, if we're allergic to anything, it's never just one thing. There's usually quite a number of things. And here we want to focus on the foods, simply because they're the ones that go through the colon and down to the rectum, which is where the area that gets labeled proctitis, if it's inflamed or even ulcerated, as you just said. So that would be the first thing, is to try to get rid of what's bothering the area. Now, there are a number of things that induce healing once we've gotten rid of the bother, and we have to get rid of the bother, otherwise it's not going to heal, but a number of things. And those happen to include things that simply help healing in the local area. Now, just for example, the bacteria, let's call them microflora if we want to, if bacteria sounds too harsh. But the normal little germs that live in everybody's intestines, when they're totally normal, the ones that live in the colon and the proctitis area are supposed to make a substance called butyrate, B-U-T-Y-R-A-T-E. And what that butyrate stuff does is it actually helps to heal colon cells. It gives them more energy and they can heal themselves better. Now, with all the antibiotics that everybody's been doused with since the 1950s, some of us, we don't have many of those little bacteria that make the butyrate living in our colons, even though they're perfectly normal and perfectly harmless. They got wiped out by antibiotics. And so down at all the stores, they have something called calcium magnesium butyrate, B-U-T-Y-R-A-T-E. And usually, oh, and by the way, I've never heard of an overdose of this stuff, but when we wouldn't want to swallow the whole contents of the whole bottle, usually they're 500 milligrams, and particularly an adult person or a teenager can use at least two of those a couple times a day. And it really does help in healing, because what it's doing is providing more energy to the cells of the colon and the rectum, and they can heal themselves better when they get more energy, and we have no way of knowing, unless a special expensive culture is done, whether those bacteria are still present there or not, and since they won't hurt. And then there's some other things too, ma'am. Extra zinc helps healing anywhere in the body if things aren't healing. Lining surfaces of the entire intestine as well as the respiratory tract are helped with extra vitamin A. So there's butyrate, there's zinc, there's vitamin A. Now all of this you can learn, and probably some more too, from a natural medicine physician. Are you working with a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine?
Yes, we do have a doctor who's knowledgeable.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We just have to make an appointment, and we have to. I would like to understand a little better what it is, and before because it will take time to get to the doctor.
Oh, of course, ma'am. I'm not complaining about you calling here. I'm just wondering if you have one, because it'll be easier for you if you do when you do get there. Now, you can get a head start on this if you wish. It's possible to do food allergy testing by getting a little packet from Radio Valley Labs, and yes, full disclosure, I do happen to be a medical director there. And that little packet contains some pieces of cardboard that you open, and look at that, there's some filter paper in there, and yes, here's this little thing that you prick your finger with, and then you put a spot of blood on the cardboard, and I think that's repeated four or five times, so they have enough blood spots on the cardboard, and from those blood spots, which you mail back into the laboratory, you can actually get a quite accurate report about what you're allergic to in the way of foods, ma'am. I am not kidding. If you want to look that up, and you can have that possibly done by the time you go see your natural medicine doctor. Anyway, if you want to do that, it's all those W's and Meridian Valley Laboratory, or sorry, MeridianValleyLab.com. And if you
and what is the name of the test?
Oh, it's just called the Blood Spot Allergy Test.
Okay.
And you can read about it online and decide whether you want to get it done or not. And that is one of the tests that is possible for people to order without a note from a doctor. And in 27 states, those tests do exist. So you could do that if you wanted to, or you could wait, and the doctor can order it for you, whichever you'd like. But those are some things to consider. The butyrate, because all the health food stores have it, as well as the Toma Dispensary and your compounding pharmacy. They've all got it, and it can't hurt a thing to take this stuff. I guess one of these days somebody's going to be allergic to butyrate. But in all the years I've asked people to use it who have intestinal, particularly large intestine problems, which is the colon and the proctitis area, nobody's ever told me about being allergic, and it does help to settle things down because we're giving the normal cells more energy to work with. And then, like I say, extra zinc, extra vitamin A help to heal things. And those are not the only things, but the list is one you might want to go over with your natural medicine doctor.
Okay. So is calcium, magnesium, butyrate, is this one supplement, or is this two different supplements?
It's all in one bottle, ma'am. The capsules contain calcium butyrate and magnesium butyrate. And they're both in there, so all in one bottle.
Okay. And can it be taken together with a drug? Because at this point, we have just prescription from the gastroenterologist to use drugs to hit inflammation. So what would you suggest?
Ma'am, it certainly can be taken on the same day you're taking drugs. I wouldn't, or patent medicines, I wouldn't take them in the same mouthful, but you can take them on the same day because they do not interfere with whatever the heck the patent medicine is trying to do. Can you tell me which patent medicine this might be?
Yes, it's just a second.
Okay, are you there, ma'am?
Kanasa suppository.
Oh, okay. Well, that might settle inflammation, but it certainly isn't going to do anything to promote healing. So get to your natural medicine doctor, see if you can get that replaced with something that not only settles inflammation, but also promotes healing.
Okay. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.